you have your Bible, turn with me to the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians. I want you to read this with me. I want it to minister to your life, but most of all, I want you to use it because that's the best way it can help you. 11th chapter, 2 Corinthians. We will begin reading in the 23rd verse. When I was a young man, I grew up in the pews and playing with toys in the Baptist church. From what I can recall and remember all the days of my life, I remember hearing songs out of the Redback Hymnal. I remember hearing the songs, I am blessed, just as I am, I'll fly away, I can tell you the time, some good classics, Amazing Grace, of course, all kinds of songs that, as they begun to be sung, caused a group of people that have came from different walks, different pathways, different lives, different occupations, from different places, came to the same place and was able to celebrate the same thing. And as they worshiped God, they would get around to the time where they would have testimonies. In their form, they would sing some songs, go around, shake hands, and then they would open up the floor for testimonies. And there were things that I remember hearing all my life that even when I did not know Jesus Christ yet, there was something about the words that people said that caused something to strike inside of my heart. There was something that spoke to me even when I didn't even understand what they were even really talking about. There was a countenance change upon them when they begin to talk about how good that the Lord was. And I remember as a kid, of course, you ask all of those silly questions when you're younger, saying, well, who is the Lord and how can he be good to you if you cannot see him? Or how can he bless you with things if you don't know where he sits? And I remember asking all these things. And as I grew up, I went from just being somebody that heard the words of people that said God was good to becoming one of those people that could testify about how good that God is. Let me ask you a sincere question from the bottom of my heart to you. Has God been good to you? Has he been good to you? If you really just ask yourself that sometimes, it produces something in your heart that causes you to go on. And I often wondered, because I heard some of the testimonies over and over through the years, and some of them have went on to be with God, and I sure miss seeing them. But something I remember about what they said, when they would talk about it, there was something in them that became overjoyed, that even though they were talking about bad things going on, that it always came to something that would cause them to be encouraged and lifted up and empowered. And if there's ever a day and time, church, where we need to be empowered by the Spirit of God, it's today. If there's ever been a time where we need to be strong, it's today. If there's ever been an hour where we need to be exactly who we are and not compromise any, not even a little, it's today. If there's something that the church needs more than anything, it's the ability to endure. We must learn, church, to take the things that God has done in our lives, that when we need encouragement, that we can look inside of our heart and ask ourselves, has God been good to me? There's a mystery to be had in this. We're going to begin reading and try to bring it out a little bit as best that the Lord will give it to us. Verse 23, 11th chapter, 2 Corinthians. Here we go. Are they ministers of Christ? I am more. In labors more abundant. In stripes above measure. In prisons more frequent. In deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times. Received 40 I stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I had been in the deep. In the journeyings often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils by my own countrymen. You noticing a trend here? He's opening up with everything that he's suffered. In perils by the heathen. In perils by the city. In perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, and in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and am I not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. Somebody needs to get a pen and mark verse 30. We're going to preach on that verse in just a minute. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped in his hands. Go on to the next chapter. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to, say that with me, visions and revelations of the Lord. Yes. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight and praise you for your word. We praise you for what you're going to bring forth tonight. And I honor you, God, and I surrender my life, my body, mind, soul, heart, and strength before you, that the word be preached, that this body grow stronger, come together, and push this enemy out of their way. Lord, we'll never cease to give you the honor and the praise. And in the name of Jesus, the church said, we read from the words of Paul, and this is Paul, if you'll let me paraphrase, if you will, giving his testimony as he inked it out on the page. And I can just imagine, and this is what the vision the Lord gave me of Paul, just being somebody, just another human being that the Lord brought forth to a group of people, that he would be able to tell what the Lord had done. He had brought him through much, so that what he had went through would be able to create something that would sustain the church beyond even his own life. The words that he wrote, he was not talking about how lucky he was that he survived. He was not talking about how karma had rewarded him well. He was not talking about that it was just coincidence that he made it through all of this. But he was opening up the very sufferings of his life that he would bring the glory of God out of what he had faced during his journey. Because there's something to be learned about what creates endurance inside of you. When I'm talking about endurance, I'm talking about the ability to retain your strength. Can anybody say amen in the house of God tonight? The ability to retain your strength. How many bodybuilders do I have in the house of the Lord? I know I got two on the front row. Somebody raised their hand in the air. They already started picking on you. I'm going to finish the job. When you want to retain your strength, you don't go one day into the gym, and you can give me an amen if I'm right. You don't just go into the gym, lay down on a bench press, load up 400 pounds and say, I'm going to do this right now and get to pushing. Do you think you'd get it in the air? He's laughing when he said no. Do you think?
No.
He probably could now. You don't just walk into something and think that you're going to take it overnight. But a lot of what we face has a test of time. But do you know that there's something in you that must remain renewed? A strength that follows you. An anointing that walks with you. A spirit that comforts you. A lasting presence that does not leave you. What are we talking about tonight? As he began to open up in the sufferings he had been through, he talked about the times that he was beat with a whip. How many of you would take a beating with a whip in the name of Jesus? You wouldn't want to take a beating with a whip unless you felt like you deserved it. And even so, some of us still wouldn't want to bear the lashes. I remember when the belt was coming my way, I was going every direction but where that belt was. I remember one time I was running from my granny, God love her heart, precious lady, but I'd got on her nerves that particular day. She chased me around until she made contact. She didn't know what it was she got a hold of, but she got a hold of something, and I sure felt the stripes. I say that in humor, but it sure didn't feel good when I felt it. When we go through things, though we're able to look behind us and see that we've made it, those feelings are still raw when you get down to where you were that time. Those feelings are still fresh when you recall the things that have been difficult for you. And without God's comfort over something, it causes a hole, if you will, to be bore in to your emotions, bore in to your feelings, that what you would be able to testify of is still an issue and a problem with you. Tonight, I know that I could live my life in shame being a former drug addict. I could live my life and say that I don't deserve to preach because of this one thing that I did. But I take the one thing that God blessed me with, and I look at it and I say, you know what? I've been through the shipwreck. I've been through the times the rods were beat on me. I've been through the hours where the enemy has spoke to me and pushed on me and told me I couldn't do this and told me that I wasn't worthy. I've been through the times where everybody that was looking at you seemed like they didn't want you to do nothing. I've been through the times where the devil would take a situation and make it so hard for you that you would just want to crawl in a cave and give up on what you're doing. I've been through the hours where I felt like I had no friends, had nobody to encourage me. But out of the peril, there is something that I am drawing from tonight. The rivers of living water are deep down inside of me. I don't live in my peril any longer, but I endure the sufferings today from the perils that I have walked through in my yesterday. I'm here tonight because the Lord has sure been good to me. I am here still standing because I have refused to give up on you. I'm still preaching because I know that God is a healer. If I thought that God had let me go, I wouldn't be telling you that he's alive and on the throne. If I thought he wasn't able, you wouldn't hear anything from me except how bad it was back there. But can I get a witness in the house of God that when we thought that it was all over, that somebody reached down into where we were and picked us up and set us apart from the world. He saved us by the blood of Christ. He gave us the comforter of the Holy Spirit. So tonight, let's not look at what we're going through and not have endurance, but let's look at our suffering and say, I've made it through another day, so surely I can get through another one. I've went through something already, but it's to help me along my way.
Do you feel him moving in this place? Try not to get too excited, because feeling's great, but knowledge is everything. Let's read in Matthew 24, one verse, verse 13. I bet you know what the verse is going to be too, don't you? But he that shall endure unto the what? The middle? Halfway? 80%? Help me read that. But he that endures until the what? The same shall be what? You'll be what? You'll be what? Somebody, how many of you know that you're saved? Come on, help me tonight. Do you know that you're saved? If you know that you are, then nothing formed against you can prosper. If you know that you are covered by the Holy Ghost, no weapon formed against you can prosper. If you know that your mind is at peace through the anointing of God, no weapon formed against you can prosper. If you know that your body is healed by the stripes of Christ, no sickness can therefore be of harm to you. You might not feel good, but that doesn't mean that you don't feel good in your heart. These bodies aren't going to go to heaven because they're not built to make the journey. But one day I'll let go of all of my pain. One day I'll let go of all of my sorrow. But while I'm here, don't expect me to lay it down just yet, because when I go through something new in my life, I'm going to look at all the things that God has done. I'm going to reveal all the times when I didn't have anything, when I was poor and wretched, when I was filthy and covered by the sin of the world. I found a Savior who loved me and bought me and saved me and baptized me and created in me a new beginning. Church, you better get in the boat while the boat's moving. The Holy Ghost is surely moving right now. If there's been anybody that has ever been blessed from the Lord, give him a praise right now. If there's ever been anybody that's ever been delivered when you didn't have any freedom, somebody give the Lord a praise. Lord, we're evangelizing in here right now. If you've ever been healed by the healer, somebody needs to give him praise. Glory to God. Somebody give a shout of praise. Say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. He has blessed you and give you a reason to retain your strength. He said that though weeping may endure for the night, that joy shall come. Somebody preach it with me. That joy shall come in the morning. That means when the strength is gone in the darkness and the day is finally dawned, that when you rise again, that you'll rise out of the darkness and find the light of God to be your strength. I'm almost warmed up. You bear with me.